You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, This Week, featuring news and commentary on This Week in Black Hollywood. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live This Week, Dario Kristen.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're watching Black Hollywood Live This Week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Here joining me in the studio is Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody?
DJ Jesse J.
Woo!
And we have a special guest with us today is celebrity hairstylist Queen, who's sitting to the right of me today.
Welcome.
She's going to sit with us through all of our topics, which are including the performances at the 2013 American Music Awards have been announced. Khloe Kardashian tweets about her man, Lamar Odom, and the government shutdown updates we will talk about. But first, we're going to read the results from last week's buzzer meter question, which is, who's to blame for the government shutdown? You guys voted. Here are the results. 41% of you said Congress. 28% of you said Obama, and 22% of you said both, and then 9% said neither.
Who's that 9%?
Who's that
9%? Who the hell is responsible for it if it isn't?
Yeah, who's that 9%? That's what I want to know.
I really want to know who they think it is.
Neither? I want to know what their argument is. Like, who is responsible?
We should have put another category, like, for the neithers, or who do you think
it
should
be? Tweet us, who is it?
Tweet us, yes. Let us know. Put it on our site.
So Chris Brown.
Exactly. Now, the question for this week is, do you think Kanye West is ruining his career? We talk about Kanye a lot on this show, so we want to hear what you guys have to say, and we will read those results
next week.
All right. Hot and trending topics.
What you got
for us, Jesse?
So everyone knows the MTV show Catfish, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, they had a celebrity version this week. It was Bow Wow.
Wow.
So this girl, Kiana, she was in this online relationship. She had found a Bow Wow page. She's a huge fan of Bow Wow, right? She finds this fan page on Facebook. She clicks like, and she was like, you know what? Maybe he is running it. So she decided to send a message. So lo and behold, she gets a message back.
Awesome.
And she's continued this relationship with who she thinks is Bow Wow. Now, at first, we all would sit there and be like, girl,
what?
You know
that.
Bow Wow. But
sit down.
I mean, they were on point with all of Bow Wow's information. And on top of that was sending money to her. Like over
$10,000. Yeah, it was like $10,000 or something, right?
So, I mean, you know, maybe she was like, hey, I'm his sugar baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was doing it, all right? So, we get the guys from Catfish. They come up. And my thing is y'all work for MTV, which is under Viacom, which is under BET, which y'all can easily connect to Bow Wow and be like, hey, are you talking to this girl? No? Okay. But of course, for dramatics, we need Neil and whatever the other guy's name is to sit and walking around for 3 days talking about, oh my God, it might be Bow Wow. I mean, $10,000. So whatever. Lo and behold, it's not Bow Wow. It is actually, they go to this girl's house.
It's Wow Bow.
It sure was Wow. It was this lesbian girl. She was, you know, feeling Kiana. And, you know, I really like the way she approached the situation. She walked out the house like, she gonna want me. She walks out, she goes, you know what? And the girl starts crying. She goes, you're a girl. Like, I'm not a lesbian. She's like, grandma, it's okay. Like, I want to take care of you. I want to take care of your kid. I want to keep giving you that money. Like, so the girl's freaking out. She's like, I'm not a lesbian. I thought I was dating a celebrity. And now here I am dating you. And you have fake contacts. And, like, you're not Bow Wow.
Oh, did she have fake contacts for real?
They look fake. Oh.
They did look
and
fake.
And that's why. So Bow Wow puts out a
public service announcement.
Yes, I guess you would call it.
A BET service announcement.
Which was very all about himself and how much he loves himself and how he's the greatest ever. Okay. And basically, you know, he said that he thought it was... he said no one can duplicate Bow Wow. But it's flattering that people try. He was into it. And so he actually offered this girl and the girl that got catfished to come on 106
Six and Park.
Park.
That's good.
and talk to him about it.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep it real. That is great ratings. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Let's,
sure. Let's just... Oh, they wrote him up in the paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He posted it this morning.
Yeah.
I don't even watch 106 in Park no more, but I'd watch it to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
That's a circus of disaster yeah. for that episode. But I can't wait. You know, I love me a hot mess. So.
Well.
But I'm always confused that people actually that catfish actually still exists, because these people really believe that they're in relationships with people online and they have not seen them ever.
Ever.
That is so weird to me.
That's the thing. And it's for years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Maybe a few weeks. Don't eventually you say, hey, let's.
Yep.
And some of them. Mm-hmm, sorry. Some of them, they are, I'm engaged. He loves me. Oh my God, we're engaged. They'll go buy their own ring and everything. And I just think that that's kind of nuts.
It's crazy.
Especially with FaceTime and Tango and Skype available. You know?
Snapchat. I mean, just give me 3 seconds of your face.
Right.
Google Hangouts.
Bow Wow done put, wait, hold up. Bow Wow done put out so many damn videos on YouTube. Like, Bow Wow's the YouTube king.
Right.
You telling me. He's sending you $10,000, but he can't buy a damn phone with a camera on it?
Right.
Not only that, he's sending you $10,000 and you have your television sitting on 2 baby chairs.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh. Good eye.
Good
eye, queen.
That is a little, some we'll discuss a little later.
2 baby chairs.
But it really baffles me that people really believe that they can be in these relationships and never meet the person, though.
I get it for a little while when they talk to people, because, you know, there's something
I've had a catfish moment
about it when you're just talking on the phone and it's still like, ooh. Mm. But the fact that you never meet them.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually you're going to be like, hey, can we take a flight somewhere? Can you meet me? You know, let's drive halfway.
Social anxiety disorder.
That's some weird. There's no way
I'm going to I don't understand how you can say I love somebody without actually getting to know them.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I guess it's like a pen pal.
Over the phone. Like, I had pen pals back
I did too.
In the day.
I didn't love them, though.
But I can see how you can fall in love over the phone.
Yeah.
Because you still, that's almost more intimate.
But wait, how sketchy is this, though? So this girl, most of the time if they do call on the phone, like, they think that they look like that person. So this girl actually was having her cousin call this girl. So this girl has been in a relationship with, we don't know if it's more than 2 or 3 people. Like, that is fucking weird.
That is weird.
That's pretty weird.
Mostly weird for the lesbian that was trying to get her to believe.
That, and then still wasn't ashamed.
Nasty stuff to your cousin to tell to your fake girlfriend. Like, that. Who does that?
But then also. Oh,
did
go ahead,
she said she have a lambskin penis and nothing like that?
But they're like.
Can you imagine?
Who knows your cousin?
That's how I got a lambskin penis. I'd be like, you need to take.
That was my cousin. Like, girl, get up, bye, go.
But what kind of basis of a relationship is that? The entire
put the lotion in the
you
basket.
Lying the entire time too. You know what I mean? Like, you're lying, and then you come out and you're not only not who you are,
but she
a
was
female.
So cool about it. Like, she walked out thinking, like, this bitch gonna think I'm Bow Wow looking at me. You know what I'm saying? Bye. I can't. Next subject. Bye. American Music Awards are coming out. I have some issues with it, but I mean, you know.
Of course you do. Who
all right, got? So we got Single of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even.
Stop being judgy.
No. Just don't judge.
Just read all right, you know what? I didn't even read.
Long, dramatic pause.
He's like gesturing and having his own thoughts.
Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly.
I'm sorry, what? That was a song? What?
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Was that a misprint?
Nelly has a song? Hold on.
Hold up. You know what? You know what? Because I love Nelly.
I didn't hear
Nelly,
that on the
I
beat.
Love you. But it's 2013. Why is Nelly being nominated for anything?
Ooh.
I know. All right.
It could be nominated
for all right. Next, cool. We have for Single of the Year, Cruz, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis featuring Nas.
Okay. Of course. I get that.
Again, Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell, T.I., Blurred Lines. Obviously winning.
Yeah.
Album of the Year, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis,
mm-hmm.
Bruno Mars,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift, Rihanna.
She keeps slipping in.
And Justin
she always does.
And Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Who was the one
it.
Before Justin Timberlake? You said?
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who has an album out every 2 months?
Yeah.
I'm going to give up. It to either Bruno.
I'm like, dang, she done had like 15?
Right, Bruno Mars. She got 15 singles without one album.
She done released the album a year ago, and she's promoting her second single now.
Okay, well.
I mean, it just seemed,
it just seemed like she it constantly just seemed like she dropping always, albums.
Yeah, it seemed like she got 30 singles out at one time. Like, she's I'm a just diamond, saying.
And then she's well, she only have one number one album.
Oh
God, we're gonna get the whole damn Navy.
Someone's they coming on for you, today.
Let me shut up, because them girls is crazy.
They yeah, are someone crazy. Is on one today.
New Artist of the Year, presented by Kohl's. Florida Georgia Line. Who is this?
I have no
Phil,
idea.
Can you please play something by
Florida Georgia Line?
Play that Nelly song if you can get Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. Ariana Grande.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she's yeah. awesome.
Imagine Dragons, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, or the Phillip Phillips. Ariana Grande or Ryan Macklemore.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Phillip Phillips from X Factor, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Or American Idol. He's on American Idol.
Oh, where?
He's the winner last. Either last
shows
season,
how popular AI
ago.
Still is.
All right, now you ready to hear why I'm irritated?
Why are you irritated?
Favorite artist, hip hop. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis. That's it.
What?
That's it.
Can you guys please name somebody who should be in there?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, right. Kanye West. Kendrick Lamar.
Big John. I'm sorry, Big Sean. Girl, bye.
We have not been drinking in the studio today, although it sounds like it.
Okay, but for album favorite album hip hop, it's Magna Carta.
No. Is this Nelly and the Florida
Nelly
Georgia?
And Florida Georgia Line.
Sounds like some
Backstreet Boys. It does. I'm ready for it. Bye bye. Is that new rap age right there?
Oh.
Wow, we got video if you guys want to go on to blackhollywoodlive.com.
But,
okay, amen. All right. It's a country song.
You know, Nelly's been doing a lot of country.
Yeah, okay, all right. It's a country song. I'm going to let it slide.
Okay.
I'm with it. I'm okay with it.
You know, another thing with Nelly, he's on Miley Cyrus's new album, and he has a song 4x4. I talked about this on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's very country. It's like, remember Outkast, Rosa Parks?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Remember the breakdown?
Yeah.
Like the Cosby whole situation?
Yeah.
It's a song. Miley Cyrus has that with Nelly. It's actually pretty dope. Right. So maybe Nelly's trying to get back to the roots.
Country thing in his roots. I could kind of see that.
Okay. Country grammar.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Well, the country people sell the most albums anyway.
That's true. Get on that money, honey.
Okay, but can we please talk about that favorite hip-hop artist and hip-hop album? At least for album, they did put Kendrick Lamar in there. No. But that came out 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's.
And then we're going to talk about it because... me and Courtney kind of conversation about Kanye. I feel like, and that's why our topic, our question this week is Kanye ruining his career? Why is he not on these?
Because the American Music Awards today, what's the time period?
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a damn? Look at who the hell is on there.
I mean, I feel you, but they do sometimes go.
But he's about to go on his world tour, so he has to be in line with the timeline. Yeah. If Jay-Z is.
If Jay-Z.
It came in at the same time.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a couple weeks difference, honestly. But, I mean, in between Jay-Z's and 2 years ago, Kendrick Lamar. I think Kanye has dropped an album in that time called Yeezus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Just saying.
But you're very nuts, Kanye.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a second. Next, Lauryn Hill.
Oh gosh. Diva is back. Hey,
she's back. She's
back.
Doing it.
She's out of the jail.
She's trying.
Pay them taxes.
So she's trying to.
Went to jail for them.
She paid her taxes. She's trying to pay them off with her new music.
Yeah, she went to jail for them. Right. Working on paying them off.
Yeah, working on paying them off.
Which I think is going to be possible because I think she's going to have. All right, so her new single, Neurotic Society.
Oh, boy.
It's interesting. I think, honestly, okay, here's the thing. It's never going to get played on anything.
No. Because it's not really a song.
Yeah, I don't know. It's literally like, okay, I'm going to rap as fast as I can. Ready, set, go. For like 4 minutes straight. And it's amazing and incredible if you really sit there and read the lyrics with it. Because if you just listen to it, you're going to be like,
yeah. Genius.
It's like that commercial in the 90s where they threw the egg on the fryer. Like, if you just sit there and listen to that, your brain is fried.
I want Lauren and Kanye to do a song together.
That would be great.
I mean,
that'll be great.
That would be, I don't even know if I would be able to handle it.
They would never be able to pull that off.
If Kanye
would explode from their both of their psychosis. Like, it would be amazing if they would pull it off. But literally, I think it would just, like, they'd both spontaneously combust.
That would make some crazy history. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. Oh. Not in the universe right
Make
now.
It happen, please.
Make it happen.
So Lauren's trying to avoid her house arrest. So she's trying to work on getting on a tour for, I mean, girl, we need more than just this song.
That's insane.
I think that'll be great, though, because she has people who are loyal to her. I'm one of them.
Yeah. Boom,
two.
Definitely.
Three.
P.S. Before we continue talking about Lauryn Hill, side note, and the price shouldn't even be doing this right here, but Daryl, did you go to Prince's house this past weekend?
What? I did not.
Prince had a concert, at his house.
What?
Anyone could go. $50.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Just wanted to throw it out there since we're talking about legends and greats. But okay, so Lauryn Hill, not only is she trying to go on tour with this single, but she has, or maybe the record's called Consumerism now. Okay, she's changed it twice. But she released a letter of recognition. And this is to her fans. And she goes on to say, "Firstly, I want to thank everyone who wrote letters and sent packages and books. Because of you, there was not one day that I didn't receive mail while I was away. I appreciated that. Know that many of your letters not only touched me, but continued to confirm for me what I already knew but needed to hear again. That sincere expression has a serious purpose. If one of you had been touched, picked up, encouraged, or prevented from succumbing to some measure of social or spiritual decline, then it was worth it. Folks, walk strong, seek light and universal reproof in all things. Know that man-made concerns and universal concerns are not always in agreement. Obviously, strive to please God. Thank you again and again." Does line of coke. No, I'm just kidding. I mean...
You're crazy,
oh,
man.
Jesus.
My thing is, I love you, Lauryn Hill, and I think that this album is going to be great.
I keep feeling these dramatic pauses from you. What are you trying to say? What
right.
else is in there?
I just feel like America's not ready for crackhead mentality. In the sense of... I'm just saying this.
She's crackhead mentality?
Good to you just hear what I just
it
read?
Is not, no, there's no
that is not no damn crackhead
about
mentality.
Right.
About
that, have y'all ever talked to a crackhead? Like, they're smart people.
My aunt was a crackhead.
And she was, and she probably, honestly, and she probably gave you the best advice
no,
at
I
times.
No, I had to punch her in the face a oh, few no, so, freaking oh, times.
This is, she comes from a very, the depths of her spiritual place when she says these things. And I just think that, if America's not ready for anything, America's not really ready to think.
Exactly.
And that's why she will never
and that's why
be
she
able
no,
to.
But I feel she needs to come out because people do need
yes.
to
come out. And right now is the perfect time. Kendrick just released his thing. People
it
are listening to lyrics.
But at the same time, Lauren is not willing to marry her desire to make people think with the consumerism that still exists.
Exactly.
And she needs to be able to somehow channel it in a way. The Miseducation was a thinking album,
yes, it
but
was.
It was channeled in a way that, as consumers, we could still receive it.
And you could still sell that album.
The second album was the one where people, she still had the great message, but it was...
Well, the Unplugged album
the
was...
Unplugged,
yeah, Unplugged.
But it was just because once you come out with something so brilliant, everybody wants to hear the same thing again.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and it was so pop-friendly, you know, in the same sense, too, the first album.
But, I mean, to me, what was the song she came out with for that movie, Happy Feet?
I know what you're talking about.
You gotta lose yourself. Oh, that song was so great, and I feel like it was so slept on. And I just think Lauryn Hill has been put into the crazy box, along with Kanye West and the rest of them. And she's not going to be able to be accepted anymore. I don't know.
But I think the crazy people are the ones who are the geniuses.
I'm right there with you.
I think they make the best music.
Yeah.
Kanye, he is a genius, in my opinion, as well as Lauryn Hill. But we'll get to Kanye, I guess, when you guys are ready. But
and I disagree with you that they're put in a category where they're going to still sell albums.
Absolutely.
People are still going to listen to their message. Kanye's albums are still selling.
Well, that's Kanye. I don't think Kanye and Lauryn are in the same space.
And he can go on any outlet and people want to pay attention, even though his messages can be crazy.
Yeah,
I think if Lauren dropped a full album, I believe she will do well on her first day, on her first weekend. Absolutely.
Yeah. I pray for it because I would definitely purchase it.
It has to not be
it.
What that was. What
yeah, it can't be that.
It can't be that.
I don't think she's ever going to do that. I think she is so caught in whatever it is, whatever happened with the miseducation, it like ruined her idea of like mainstream life in general. Like, I don't know why, because it seemed to be so great, but whatever happened, like, I feel like she's like, I'm not trying to compromise on nothing ever, 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 ever again in life.
Maybe it's because she has 5 kids by a married man.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to disagree with Courtney because I think that she also is probably going to be a little bit different person now that she has had that jail time and she's got to pay that money back. That'll make people do a lot of things that they normally wouldn't do. I think that she will go in that studio in a different way.
No, it's not. Then she wouldn't have released that song.
This is just something to release. I guarantee she'll put out an album that will not be just like that. I guarantee it. We can make a bet today. I bet you.
I would love for that to be the case. So if that happens, I will not say that I will eat crow. I would just praise the Lord up a Jesus above.
you and Wendy Williams gonna eat crow together.
The reality of life, I think, is that Lauren is gone.
I don't think she's gone.
She will continue to create.
Team Lauren over here.
She will continue to create, and she'll continue to have amazing things come out of her mouth. That actually is really deep and really amazing what she said, and she has great things to say, but I don't think she'll ever channel it into a consumer friendly environment, because I think that her mental state is completely against everything.
No,
and I disagree. But the thing is,
look at the other people who are doing it. MIA is an amazing artist. Can't really sell an album. She's giving her albums away for free because she knows it's all about the tour. She knows her real fans will show up at the tour. But real fans, honestly, I hate to say it. Well, I'm not going to call them real fans. But fans, because real fans will go out and purchase the album.
Absolutely.
But when was the last time Miss Lauryn Hill put something out that was hot, that made you get up out your seat to go purchase the album?
She's going to have to put something
out. Or that she didn't disappoint at a live performance because she didn't show up, or she showed up 4 hours late, or when she showed up finally, she was singing like horribly and not, no, like, that's what. If she kept doing that she could go to freaking House of Blues and do shows. And if they were great shows, hell yeah, everybody would be there. But
she gives
only
me DMX.
Years, continued for years to like not show up to stuff, not be on time to stuff, not be good when she finally got there. And that's turning people off. So yeah, that tour money is about to be gone too, because nobody can entrust that you're actually going to do what you said you were going to do.
But I think that's what people like. People like the fact that she's unpredictable.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, if Lauren was to say, you know what, I'm going to do a concert for a week at the House of Blues, and all they have to do is put Lauryn Hill name up, that concert will sell out every single day.
I agree.
People like the fact that she's unpredictable and the fact that she's a little messy, but it does not take away from the fact that she is extremely talented and she has hits for days.
Mm-hmm.
So whether her mental state is crazy to everybody, she's still a genius.
She's definitely a genius.
She's still a genius. So I guess we have to beg, we have to agree to disagree, and we have to wait. But we're here, Team
Lauren.
We're
Team Lauren, right here. Team Lauren. Go team.
I'm praying, Lauren. Right. Good luck, girl.
You prayed up. I'm praying. You prayed up, Lauren.
Because I want it like everybody else.
That was a little sister, back to sister act. All right. So the other beef we got going on.
Oh, boy. That is such an intense picture, too. Such an intense picture.
From one cray to the other cray, Mr. Kanye West. We all know that he's been having his little beef with Jimmy Kimmel off of a spoof that he played. So, Kanye, I don't know where they found a medium for Kanye to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to come on the Jimmy Kimmel show. He showed up with Kim, the baby, whole entourage of people, came on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Now, if you remember his tweets that we read last week, they were very angry. It was a lot of rah-rah. And he came on the show, and it was really awkward. Did you guys get a chance to see the interview?
It was weird.
No, I didn't get to see it. I was on set, actually.
He was very nervous. He appeared to be nervous. He appeared to be very quiet at first. Kept rubbing his legs. See the way he's sitting with his arm across him. And just kind of jumping up and down. I don't know if he was scared. If he felt like, I was so dumb for tweeting those things. I wish I never did that because it gave Jimmy the upper hand.
I don't know. I just watching this interview, and me and Courtney kind of have different ideas of it. And also, people are saying that Jimmy came off very racist in this.
Maybe he wanted to smack him.
Yeah.
Oh, to me, at first, that's what I thought Kanye wanted to do. I thought he wanted to smack the damn shit out of him.
See, I took it as also like, you know how sometimes you're so upset, but you're trying to keep the emotion in. It's like you're trying to keep yourself calm, so you start doing things like rubbing your leg, or you shake a little bit, you adjust your seat a little bit, because you're listening to the person. You're like, don't let me bring this demon out that I want to bring out.
You want
to
punch him.
And I felt like it was just that uncomfortableness of like, I got some things I need to say to you, Jimmy, but we're on live TV. I'm going to let this...
And he's already in trouble for fighting with the paparazzi.
Exactly.
But I think if his record was clean, he probably would have did something on that show.
Really?
When would he have been embarrassed to do something like that before?
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's why there was no coffee mugs on that table.
I was just about to say that. I wanted to knock it. I was about to say, throw some water on him, something.
So, I mean, in the interview, Kanye, what irritated with me is, okay, I feel like Jimmy was being an entitled, pompous bastard, kind of. Like, he started the show off with, so you might have heard this, you know, I don't remember what he labeled Kanye West as, but it wasn't a great introduction. He labeled him as, and how dare he, you know, try to intimidate the greatest talk show host ever. Like, I don't know, the jokes that he just had, or it just kind of seemed like he was looking at Kanye like, okay, you're a little boy, and I'm going to treat you like a little boy, and you're mad, and what are you mad about? It was just a video.
He was patronizing him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He was patronizing him. Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah. Okay, what do you get from it?
I didn't think he was patronizing him at all. Okay, when he does his little, like, monologue or whatever, he was describing everything in the beginning, I felt like he was trying to keep it normal. It's still the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I still got to do a show. Like, da 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 da, here we're about to have this rap. My rap battle is about to go down type thing. So I don't think it was, like, him trying to be condescending per se. I can understand how it could come across or be interpreted as that. But I think he's still doing the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show. Like, he has to do that. He can't turn it into... Now we're about to have a very intense conversation with Kanye West about his life and about why he's angry about it. Like, so I thought he was setting it up, trying to keep it light enough for it to be the show, but also give Kanye the opportunity to say whatever it is he felt like he needed to say, even though I have no idea why they would. Well, I mean, they obviously booked it for ratings, but like, I would think that it would be scary to book this situation. and then Kanye West, I thought it was nerves a little bit in the beginning, because he's definitely known, like, he doesn't like talk shows, he doesn't like talking about things.
He doesn't do any
it's not his thing.
It's press, it's not his thing. So it seemed like some nerves, and it also seemed emotions, like he was upset and he was passionate about some things, so he got...
Yeah.
But my issue came in that Kanye just, like I said earlier, he went on his rants. He was not making eye contact at all. He looked like... And I don't want to keep saying crazy person, because that's not specific, but he looked like a person that was not connected to what was happening in real life.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, I feel like Jimmy's demeanor, whereas everybody's kind of saying he was treating him like the little kid, or he was trying to be, I think he literally was like, I'm not really sure what I can do with this, and we're on national television, so I'm being non-combative and trying to keep it as the Jimmy Kimmel Show joke that it is, or that I'm trying to keep it so this doesn't go somewhere really, really dark. Because Kanye was like
all over the place. That's what irritated me about it with Kanye, because it's like, here was your chance to really, you know, kind of prove to America why you were upset. Explain to them, you know, Jimmy, you said you didn't even watch the full interview. Well, that irritates me as an artist, because how can you consider yourself a good host or a good comedian when you're making fun of something that you don't even know?
Mm-hmm. The context of.
That is a coherent brain.
But he didn't do any
of that. No, I know.
He didn't,
instead, it went into, F the paparazzi, and like, this
and, like,
whole...
They don't know I'm from Chicago. And we're like, boot that. Like, he took it somewhere else. He could have been very pointed and very specific and expressed, I'm angry because of this. It was not okay that you did that. And he would have just, you know, come across as the... And he deserves to be upset for whatever the reasons are. Like, explain that. Instead, he just came across as like... somebody that
I really
berating at your car when you come out the building. Like, and maybe that's what he wanted. Like, everybody know that I will wait at your car, which I don't actually think he would, by the way. But maybe that's what he wanted to communicate.
And then why did you bring Kim and the baby there?
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And then have that whole conversation about he said he doesn't do anything for publicity and all this is, like, it just didn't make sense. Like, it wasn't.
Maybe she was there to calm him down.
Oh. Well, you know what I'm going
to
do.
But if you're there to protect your baby, like, and he made the comment about, I can do whatever I need to do to protect my girl, protect my baby, then why are they in that situation at all?
Because you know all the paparazzi outside of Jimmy Kimmel in Hollywood. Yeah,
well, maybe he's trying to live a normal life in spite of paparazzi. He has a brand new baby. He has a baby with Kim.
So stop doing
music.
Who's
well known. Even if they were to stop doing music, even if Kim were to go off for television, if she never did her show again, no matter what, they will always be followed by paparazzi. Maybe for him, he's trying to, you know, put his life in some sort of normalcy, being that his life will never be normal.
Yep.
So in a normal setting, he would bring his girl and his kid with him wherever he's going, being that they're brand new, that's a brand new baby. So maybe he was just like, come with me to Jimmy Kimmel with the baby. He's not thinking about paparazzi or anything like that. He just loves his family. So maybe he's just trying to create some sort of normalcy in his life. Honestly.
I would like to believe that, because I think that there's a part of him that still really, like, essentially that's why he's with Kim, and that's why it worked. Like, the idea of family to him, I do believe, is sincere. Mm-hmm. But there's also a dynamic about Kanye West and celebrity that he's very, even though he says, I don't care, it's obviously that he does care. Yeah. Even in the discussion about the Gucci shoes, and that you want that attention on some level, and you desire that. So I don't, to play like, I just want to be a normal person and do my art is bull crap.
You think he's playing both sides. I think
he plays both sides, because I do think he's brilliant enough to realize the reality is, if you just wanted to do your art and be your art, Prince freaking still lived in Minnesota or whatever forever and did his own thing. And yes, sometimes there's stories about him and what's going on, but for the most part, he's not being tracked. You could go back to Chicago and live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yes. Yep. He could go back to Chicago and live a normal life. When he comes to L.A., yes, he's going to get way more attention. They're probably going to follow him. But if the truth is there are plenty of celebrities that have been here for a long time, short time, whatever. If you desire to not have that be your life with paparazzi chasing you down the street.
You're going
to
move into the Kris Jenner's house.
You can do things. You cannot go to certain places. Yes, there are great sushi places elsewhere other than Katsuya where the paparazzi hang out at.
I mean, that's
and true. I don't think that it's, and he's not a dumb dude, like, and he, if he really wanted to be away from all of that, but I think part of that feeds things
his
that
ego.
Are his ego and maybe things that are missing in his life in terms of having the family and having lost his mom, and celebrity feeds something in people because it's like a drug just like anything else.
Lady Gaga, fame. It's just, it's exactly what she talks about. And you see it in him. He's such a creative mind. And he can easily, it's so funny because now you watch like celebrity wife swap or something like that. It's like always washed up celebrities, you know what I mean? But then you look where they live and it's like, I mean, because I say the same thing when we talk about Britney Spears. I'm like, if she really didn't want the paparazzi looking at, she can go somewhere. You have enough money, Kanye.
Go back to Louisiana or wherever you're from. Like,
I mean, Chicago would kind of be doing the most for him.
No, he could go to the suburbs of Chicago. Ain't nobody going to be, like, every once in a while, yes, there's going to be some cameraman trying to get something. But on a day-to-day basis, to live as normal as possible, if you want to live as normal as possible, that would actually work.
You think it's that easy, though?
Easier,
though. Easier. You can definitely go to a movie.
If the paparazzi are ruining your life the way you make it seem like, yes, it's way easier. And if you are so concerned about the safety of your kid, because it's not like you have to stop working. It's not like you can't continue to make money. It's not like a regular family that has to move. If we just decide we need to go to Chicago because my kid's being bullied at school and we need to change school. Like, it's not that simple. Like, he's not giving up his life or his profession or his money or his income or anything to move.
Well, do you think that's why he spent a lot of time over in Paris?
Yeah.
Because he's in Europe all the time.
Because that's helpful. And they mentioned before that, like, maybe that's why he was thinking about moving there with Kim and the baby, because it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, but see, I also feel like we could say this, but he's not really going to move to Chicago as well, because Kim is not going to be away from her family.
Exactly.
She's not. We've seen that from the show. She's not going to be that far away.
But
from
that's real life.
But you could move to Sacramento, California. You could move a couple hours out where the paparazzi, they might send four people, you know what I mean, who have to go, but that's not the 20. When you're sitting here, I mean, honestly, this summer, I've seen them three times. And in the most craziest of places. Rodeo Drive, Beverly Drive. These are high traffic shopping places where celebrities go. And you're sitting at the sushi place on the outside of Santa Monica and Beverly Drive. Now, for everyone who don't know that, that is a big cross street.
Crossroads.
Right. Eating pho outside. Really? Really? You know, oh, Kim Kardashian and Kanye. I could honk at you, throw something out my window at you. Like, you're putting yourself in
that.
I don't
totally
even
your right to do that. Like, if that, like, because some people argue, oh, I should have the right to go wherever I want and do what I want to do, just like any other American. You have that right, but you also have the right to deal with what goes along with that.
Yep. Yeah. All right, on that note, you guys have the right to check out our AfterBuzzTV.com. You guys, after your favorite TV show, make sure you guys head over to AfterBuzzTV. We're probably talking about it and covering it. We cover things from, Scandal, which got me working one right now, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and many more. That's AfterBuzzTV.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, after that long discussion on Kanye West,
we're going to
move I'm glad you got that.
We're moving
we're gonna move on to some gossip and rumors. Hopefully Kanye is not in that section.
No, but we got some other people that are. Well, speaking of superstar celebrities that have been able to maintain their normal life in other places, Miss Oprah is in the news this week.
Where does she live?
Well, she lived in Chicago for a very long time.
She lives in California.
And she has her house in Montecito.
You really never see paparazzi pictures of Oprah.
Because she lives on the outskirts of L.A. She lives up towards Santa Barbara.
And her house is a whole, like, city within itself. Yes. So she don't need to
live
in nowhere.
I don't have to deal with that.
Welcome to O.
Like, what have you. So, speaking of all of her properties, it is rumored that possibly Miss Oprah is about to unload her infamous Harpo Studios. Word on the street is that she has contacted Eastdil Secured LLC, which is a 40-plus-year-old real estate investment company, and has signed them up to either try to rent the space or get it sold as soon as possible because she's not really using it for much. They have some of her own network employees still work there in a small portion of the space, but for the most part, it's not being used and she needs to unload it. So if you guys need a TV studio in Chicago, you might want to check out Harpo because it's 170,000 square feet of studios and office space for you. So, and the neighborhood has obviously been on the come up for years since Oprah was in that neighborhood. So there's lots of loft apartments, lots of restaurants, lots of wonderful things in that area. So you can check that out, hopefully. In addition, Oprah is reportedly possibly about to unload her apartment that she lived in for 30 plus years in Chicago.
Which means Stedman don't live in there anymore?
I mean, I'm wondering where Stedman is right about now.
Stedman's been real low key.
Stedman has been very low
Stedman's
key.
Stedman's been like, dead for years.
Stedman's a zombie.
He's Oprah like feeds off his youth.
Like, now you're doing some America Horror Story stuff right now.
That's terrible. We don't know where Stedman is, but she may be also unloading the apartment. And in addition, if you want a piece of Oprah... Not in the nasty way, Jesse.
No, not me. I was worried about Daryl. Daryl's like, wait a minute.
I feel about my Harpo.
Word on the street is that Miss Oprah is about to have an auction of lots of her many furniture and other possessions because she is redecorating her lovely house in Montecito, California. And she the Chicago, hold on, I can't find it, proceeds will go to benefit her Oprah's Leadership Academy Foundation and Kaminsky Auctions will be holding the event on November 2nd at Santa Barbara's Polo Club and Racquet Club in Carpinteria, California. So she's got lots of centuries old furniture. It's like worth $20,000 to $30,000. So if you got cash flow, you could buy some Oprah furniture. She's selling some paintings and some other artwork. So y'all can hook that up.
She's probably got some nice taste.
I bet she got great stuff. I was like, too bad. Not rolling like that.
Sell my body to buy something.
I was just like, wait, I'm going to have to sell something. No.
Got to sell something to get that.
Sell something to get that.
Stand on the car to sell some more so I can
sell
buy
Sell my car to buy a painting. <Oprah. laughs>
But that's available for those of you with memes that can have that happen for you. Also in the news this week.
Her.
Oh, Khloe.
I love her.
Khloe Kardashian. So, for those of you guys who've been under a rock and haven't heard all the gossip, well, apparently...
Under a rock, get it?
Nice. That was good. That was good. Took me a second, but that
you
was good.
You did catch it.
I did catch it.
Well, apparently, Khloe's husband has been under lots of rocks. And we.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Lamar.
I'm sorry. I love them. And I was so depressed to hear this. Apparently, Lamar is still under his rocks, possibly. But they were spotted together this week.
Yeah, she's right under their way.
She's rocking her wedding ring still. And she was on Twitter, and she had a few things to say, which are printed very small. So y'all excuse me while I put this up to my face. Chloe. Not all scars can be seen, and not all love can be explained. The deepest love is also the hardest to express. Only those in it understand. If I love you, it's a deep, forever love. Ride to the end. Family, friend, it's simply called love. I take it seriously. Don't judge unless you're in it. We all have our own journeys in life, so even if you don't accept mine, be kind. We all have a journey to travel, and I walk mine, my way. Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything.
I mean, I don't think I use Twitter correctly because
me neither.
Who the hell goes on to? Can I see this? Goes on
how
Twitter.
How many characters was that?
Right.
No, multiple times. But how they do it? What I want to know is how it ends up in order, because you know if you send it first and then it comes on top. So you got? Are you sending it backwards?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if I get 10 words in, it's like telling me that I got to delete some words.
Yeah. So. I'm spelling things with like.
I find super ebonics. I'm like, how did
I use numbers.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
She has some of that in there, but it was very profound, and I was like, I get stressed out trying to say profound stuff on Twitter because I can't get it all out.
Exactly.
So then I just don't do it, but okay.
My thing just is sitting there thinking about where they were when they wrote it. Like, so, the first thing she pops up, she's just sitting at the airport probably like, you know what? Two things define you. Your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything.
Don't mock her.
And then nothing, and then an hour later decides to write, we all have our own journeys in life, so even if you don't accept mine, be kind.
You know she's probably constantly getting that Twitter drama. People like, so she sent her little thing, and then somebody said some nonsense about her needing to leave her man and doing this, and
she
got upset.
What, respond?
I think she needs to stay in her marriage with her husband. First of all, where the hell do you find crack in 2013? That's what's bothering me.
You know,
I have been waiting to discuss this moment. It has been picking at my soul. God damn it, Lamar Odom. Where did you find crack in 2013? That is the 90s. We're in the new millennium. We're almost at 2020.
Pop some Molly.
Pop a freaking Molly. Snicker line. Even shoot some heroin. But where the hell did you find crack? Of all things, you decide to become a goddamn crackhead. I'm so upset about that. It bothered my spirit. You know, my friends laughed at me. I was like, I'm passionate about this. You need to understand. And see, I'm passionate today, guys. Just bear with me.
I'm loving Queen right now.
Bear with me. First of all, I am all for you, Chloe. Stay in your marriage. You love hard. You worked really, really hard to finally get a man who loved you. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off at Lamar because you embarrassed her. Mm-hmm. Y'all got married after 30 days. How dare you embarrass her like this in the street?
Yeah.
She can never, ever, ever live this down for the rest of her life. This is going to haunt her. Whether you stay together or not, you were selfish. You were inconsiderate, and you hurt Chloe. Everybody loves Chloe.
We all love
Chloe. Everybody. I love you, Chloe Kardashian. And I feel that it is important for you to stand by your lamb. I'm here rooting for you, Chloe.
I don't
Chloe.
Like that you called it lamb. It brought me back to the Bow Wow with the lambskin dildo.
It's kind of dirty. Yeah, it took me to a different place.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to take over the mic, but
it's okay.
I am passionate about it.
Passionate.
God damn it. Don't do crack. It's whack. Find the drug in the new millennium. As a matter of fact, don't do any more. I think you did enough. And it really, really ran your wife in the ground.
Yeah.
People are, it's like you're in a home. home, smoking crack, getting your rocks off with crack heads, and your wife has to walk the street and deal with the scrutiny of her husband being a freaking crackhead. The humiliation.
Yeah.
I cannot understand. Chloe, if you're crying at night, know that I am crying with you. If you're praying at night, know that I'm praying with you.
I feel like we should be holding hands.
We should be kumbaya-ing. Everyone, stand strong for Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. Get the fuck off of crack.
Yes.
Sorry, did I cuss too much? That's but I don't give a damn. Right,
we got the explicit label way early in this studio today.
I'm on my good behavior. My best
behavior. We got that 5 minutes. We're good.
He's great.
My thing is this family done got some black dick and just
don't
went
know how
crazy.
To act. Don't
I
know
mean,
how to act.
Girl, I'm just saying, keeping it real. I'm hoping the little Jenner girls, you know.
Oh, they like black dick too.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
they,
but
they
hopefully they, you know what I mean though? Because, I mean, they just picked, I don't, maybe it's the girls that drive the men.
Maybe that's why crazy. The mother left and separated with the husband so she can get some black dick.
Oh, Kris Jenner?
Of course.
What about Bruce Jenner, little handicapped self? I feel like he can't get it up.
Ew.
That's what she's saying.
I'm saying that's probably why they, that's probably why they
separated.
Right. Maybe that's why they separated, because she want to play the field too. She want to feel some, you know, black chocolate.
And she's been around town doing whatever.
Now, the rumor on the
she
street
have
is that
the chocolate sponsor
Chris
her TV show.
Chris and Bruce are a decoy to stop people from talking so much probably. About Khloe and Lamar.
I mean, I just think that was dumb, because who's going to stop talking about a crackhead? Like, because it's that shocking.
No one cares about Bruce Jenner to talk about him.
And
or even
most people
Chris.
Are cheering that on, because everybody thinks Bruce is just getting stomped on and has no backbone in life anyway. So it's like, yay, they broke up. I totally get it.
People are more happy than
Chris ain't giving that up.
I think Lamar should like stay low too. Like, he's been out a little bit too much. Like, he's been going to Katsuya in Hollywood.
And
he needs to chill out. No, but I'm saying, like, he needs to stay away from paparazzi. Let them kind of deal with this and stay out the public eye. He's another one. They need to stay out the public eye.
Rumor has it that he's actually clean right now.
Yeah.
That's why Khloe has been seen with him. Because he's supposed to go to New York or something like that to meet with, you know, people to get him back into playing basketball and stuff like that. So he's supposed to have a few meetings in New York. So they said the only way that we're going to have this meeting with you is if you can take drug tests and show us that you're clean. So what's going on right now is they're saying that he's clean. Honestly, personally, I think that he can jump in and out of crack. I don't think he has an addictive spirit. I think he chooses to smoke crack and choose to do what he does. But when he's in it, I think he's all the way in it. But when you talk about basketball, I think that's when he pops out like, look, this is how I make my bread.
Because,
you know?
I mean, the rumor has been that he's done it in the past. And then he'll party hard when it's off season and doing stuff. And then he'll sort of get back on.
But see, his dad's an addict, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's hereditary, too. So I don't know if he's easily able just to pop out.
I didn't know
like
crack.
This,
crackheads are in the genes.
I'm saying drug addiction.
Addictive personality could still go with the basketball situation.
I mean,
like,
that's
when
true.
He's
it
not
be,
playing,
it doesn't
he,
have to be addicted
he needs
towards
something
drugs. It could
to
be something else.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I wish them the best since the jump. Mm. I mean, Khloe, girl.
I'm praying for you, Khloe.
I want to stay with them. Because it's your marriage
for
and they loved each other
worse.
For better or worse. But at the same time, boo, you're 29 and he needs to clean himself up. And that's why y'all should have known each other a little bit longer before you got married.
Yeah.
Well, it's too late. She's already in it. And she's loyal. And
she wants
I think
a baby.
She does. Maybe that's why she can't have any, because his sperm is cracked up.
Maybe. According to the show, she's not really having like ovulation situations, so she has no eggs or something.
Yeah, but that could have been what they said for the show, because at the time we didn't know about
the
crack addiction, so it could have been to cover that up.
Speaking of which, the showing them saying they're going to kind of follow this, because they're still filming and they have the next season coming, but the start of it seems to be happening right now, because there was an episode that just aired where there was a really awkward phone situation with her and Lamar, with her little sister Kylie sitting next to her, and Lamar kept calling and was like paranoid, like, where are you? Who are you with? I heard it.
I hope they don't show that.
It was really, but it was very uncomfortable, because it's one of those, like, is this when it kind of started to pop off? And like, now, and she was visibly uncomfortable, and Kylie was like, what's happening? And she was like, I don't know what's wrong, and I don't know.
Like, so. Whitney and Bobby, when they had their TV show, that was funny to me. You know what I mean? It was just cute watching them interact with each other.
It was a train wreck. It was sad.
No, it was a train wreck, and it was sad at times, but at least it was entertaining in a sad way.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't want to see Lamar crackhead running around Khloe like, oh yeah,
Why is he acting like this? Kim, I really just don't get it. Does Kanye do these things to you? And then we all know, sitting here like, girl, he is doing crack behind your back. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see her actually find the pipe in the living room.
Oh right. God. Like, I don't want that. I don't want Kris Jenner to have to sit Khloe down and be like, honey.
I hope they're just not on the show.
And then, Kris, why are you talking about stay with your man? Because Kris has been said to say she wants Khloe to stay with him.
She said both things, supposedly.
Right, but now I bet you get away from Bruce. Oh, bye, well. Felicia.
Nonetheless, right. Good luck, peeps. Wish you the best. Speaking of effery. So, also in gossip and news this week, Mr. Kris Brown is back on our TV screens and everywhere else. And basically, he was interviewed and he said he had lost his virginity when he was 8 because he was in the country and that's how they do it. And now he's a beast in the bedroom. Whoop.
I believe it. I'll give it to him.
I'm not. You believe he was a beast or you believe he lost it at 8?
I believe that he's a beast in the bedroom right now.
I believe he lost it at 8. I believe he is not a beast.
I believe he's a beast in the bedroom, and I saw a picture of that peen. And you know what, Kris Brown, if you want to swing it my way, I'll take it. Sorry.
Girl, you're going to have to get... Well, I feel like
something's keeping Rihanna coming back. So.
Exactly.
Something is doing it.
Rihanna and the other girl, Karrueche, or whatever her name is. Karrueche.
I mean, I never imagined that Kris Brown was all that excited.
Are you really rubbing that like that, though?
Maybe.
You're like, yeah, you just
said, yeah, Kris.
You just stroked the mic. You said like this.
Here, wait.
You said,
wait. This one's more realistic, though.
So, no, it isn't.
If you saw the picture, girl, it was long.
It
was long, but it was not no damn mic.
It wasn't girthy. It wasn't girthy, but it was good enough.
The pinky is nothing.
It wasn't a pinky. It was long and nice. It hits with. See, don't put me on this subject. Because, see, Jesse, all right, let's go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it got very warm in here. In the studio.
Just sniff me, honey. Sniff me.
Okay. This is way more interesting than what Perez and Wendy Williams said about it.
I'm just saying.
So,
I heard
basically, Perez and Wendy Williams went in on him, which they kind of did.
Well,
I don't
Wendy
think Perez did. Why do you think that was going in on him?
Read what he said.
I don't have the quote.
I'm just saying. Okay, see, because watching the two of them, I feel like Wendy Williams said, talked about Kris Brown in a very... with a very open mind. You know, she wasn't really saying he was bad, wasn't really saying he was good.
Well, we know Perez thinks he's bad, so...
But yeah, but it's just like... Get over the whole... I feel like Perez still holds this thing against Kris.
He does.
All for the Rihanna thing.
About the Rihanna thing. Yes, he does. However, Kris... Okay.
Get over it.
He definitely holds that. But this comment, Kris, let's have a conversation. Whereas I understand, because I'm from the South, I got some country cousins, I understand. Like, the whole, I had sex when I was 8, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's still not... sort of acceptable mores in our society. Like, 8 is a child. So to turn that into a situation where you're touting that as like, that was an amazing, fabulous, great thing that's made you this excellent lover now, just say you're a great lover now. Don't
But that's the young mind.
That's the idiot mind. I don't call it young mind. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
He is an idiot. And that's why I think that whatever they said about him wasn't that serious. They could have went in on him for real. Like, dude, you don't sensationalize the fact that you had sex at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. You were a child.
But the kids are doing it these days.
No,
and
I know.
They probably
but they are now, especially more because Kris Brown's saying, you know, we've talked about this. I have walked in at work in the Boys and Girls Club, walked in on a 7-year-old boy giving satisfaction to a 13-year-old girl.
And his girl was 14.
Yeah.
And he was a year older.
So it's literally the same age difference. So, but at that time, Kris, no celebrity was out talking about, 8 years old, I get this, this, and this. So now that Kris Brown's doing it, it's making these little kids at 7 years old, if I hear Kris Brown say that, I can imagine what they're thinking. Oh, I need to be like, I haven't had sex yet. Kris Brown had sex when he was 7, and now he's a beast. Which I guarantee you, he ain't a beast. Because if you really are a beast, you ain't sitting around there talking about, yeah, I've been smashing bitches since I was 7 years old.
Says it like that. Like, I was 8 years old, and then I got it. Like, at 8 years old, you didn't even have your full penis. Like, it wasn't even all the way out yet. Like, what are you...
Put
your Earthworm Jim away.
All right,
so
well,
it's great if you're a beast, but like that just was not the not the context of which to say that you were a beast. But anyway, so
and
the point of the story is that Kris Brown was pissed off about it, and he tweeted about it, because apparently that's what everybody does. And his tweet was as follows. Flunkies, can't take advice from two buff chicks when one can't stand to look at herself without plastic surgery and the other is forever on his period. I'm going back to sleep. LOL. Mm.
That's a hell of a response, though.
No, but wait, okay.
I'm not condoning using Twitter to fight wars, but that was a pretty damn
good response. No, but the first one, there was another one.
That was like, good night.
That's the one I had.
And he called, he was like, Wicked Witch Wendy and something Perez. I'm like,
Here's what I have to say about
Carriana.
If you got to respond to it on Twitter, it means you're paying attention.
Of course, and people are paying attention. Even if there's people who's out here, celebrities who are out here like, oh, no, I don't read the tabloids. I don't read what people say about me. You're lying. You sit at home and you inhale every negative thing that is being said about you.
Whether, I agree.
Am I right or wrong?
I totally agree.
You want to know what people are saying
about you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a celebrity in general because you have a desire to hear that. My problem is when you try to pretend like you were so above it, like, oh, that's I'm about to sleep. Boo, you was paying all kinds of attention to that. And you gave them voice by saying anything about it on Twitter.
And but at the same time, they're giving you life, too. So you should just be happy. It works both ways.
So you think he should just not say anything?
Yep.
Yeah.
He should just work
on his music. And if you was a real beast, just keep being a beast and let the girls say that.
Right.
You don't need to say that because the ladies will be like, he does real fine by me. But he don't look like no beast to me.
I'll still take it.
Queen has spoken.
And it'll be lots of fun. To wrap up this segment of the story, we have a white rapper that has been shaded by BET. Oh my goodness. Canadian rapper by the name of Corey Sharone believes he was unfairly cut from this year's BET Hip Hop Awards ciphers. He told CBC News that he expected to provide a verse to the annual performances after winning 106 in Parks Freestyle Friday, because they still do that. Competition.
I was surprised too.
I was like, nine, they still do that? Okay. So he was told by BET via email that the 2013 ciphers were focusing more on artists that have huge projects that are current. And he said, I'm a white Canadian with... Okay, I'm sorry. This makes me laugh. Okay.
This picture should have just got him
He goes on to say...
He looks like the guy who won American Idol.
It looks like a karaoke bar.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He continued by saying, I'm a white Canadian with kind of a baby-faced, nerdy look to me. And I just really don't think they thought I was going to win the competition. BET decided to remove me from the cipher this year, 200 plus hours of busing my own dollar, only to have the prize stripped from me. It's unfortunate that discrimination still exists in 2013. Who cares if I'm a white Canadian? I still managed to beat every American and win a prize we contractually agreed upon. I phoned and emailed numerous times since March. After 6 months, I got a response saying they already pre-filmed the ciphers and there was nothing that could be done. This isn't the first time a white Canadian was treated unfairly by the network. Organic won a contest 2 times to be on BET and was never given the shot he earned. Thanks to everyone that reached out to BET on Twitter and voiced their opinion. I have a lot of fans that wanted to see my verse on the cipher. Looks like I'm going to have to film it from Canada and put the whole industry on blast. First there you all, have it, Corey Sharone.
MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, looks just like you.
No, he doesn't.
Really? I mean, he's a baby face.
He looks like that singer guy. What's
like
his
no
name?
Baby face. He looks like a nerd.
Clay Aiken.
That was racist.
Clayton. I like Clayton. That's funny.
No comment from BET, but yeah.
I mean, you know, my thing about this is I will give him this. If you really did put in the work and, you know, these competition things, they should have fulfilled that. If you guys contract
wise, definitely some fine print, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. Like, if you win and you're white, sorry. I'm sure the list is longer than that. Bisexual or transsexual. You know, I'm sure the list goes down long. But the thing is, dude, calm down. Like, go ahead, make your YouTube video.
Wrap your verse.
Wrap the verse. Hey, you know what?
Put that industry on blast.
That's what I'm saying. I want to hear it now, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, go Corey. Sharon.
All right.
Good luck, bro.
Good luck with that.
Put your fake ass belt. That belt is so ugly.
Yeah, that looks real bootleg.
BET probably didn't give him that. He thought he was
made that himself and put a picture up. I'm a champion. Anyway.
Anyway. All right, Courtney, you have any more gossip and rumors?
No, we have had quite enough.
I mean, we had quite enough gossip and rumors today. All right, but before we move into Hot Topics, I want to remind everybody to go to iTunes and give us a rating and comment. We have several shows that you can view. BHL Portraits, The Beat, which Jesse hosts, Fashion 411 with Courtney over there, Stand Up Sit Down, 100% Real, Love on Top, a variety. So definitely give us a rating and comment. Tell your friends. We pay attention to everything. I want to give actually a special shout out to Crystal Diggs and Cortez West. Thank you guys for some of the comments you made for the shows. And we appreciate it. Appreciate all that messaging. Keep it up. All right. Hot topics. The final topics of the day here. Well, we have all been following this crazy shutdown.
Mm. What shutdown?
The government shutdown. Are you kidding me right now?
We have a government?
What? We have a president who's Obama, who's what? Black? What? Yeah. So apparently we may be coming to a close possibly for this government shutdown. This week, Obama and some of the top House of Republicans met for the first time, and they're not giving us all the details of what that closed meeting entailed, but they are telling us that talks started and that there might be some possible negotiations in the future. Today, actually, it was even posted that the House Republicans made an offer to Barack that would temporarily increase the debt ceiling without reopening the government right away. So, you know, they're in negotiations right now. They're still saying it's probably going to take a couple weeks before anything.
They have to do it before the 17th.
Before October 17th.
Mm-hmm. Or else the government would go into deferment.
Exactly.
Something better good.
The House Republicans are proposing a plan to raise the federal borrowing for 6 weeks, which would pass before 10/17. The date the Treasury Department says in time that day can make that people can make payments on all debts by that time. So it's, it's down to the wire. What is today? The 11th.
They have 6 days.
We got 6 days.
Mm-hmm. To figure it out. I don't know. It's not sounding good. People running around talking about Obamacare is the worst thing since slavery.
Go ahead.
I honestly think the lady who drove to the White House and was wilding out, I think she wilded out because they took the wick away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really discuss it. They took the wick. Let's really discuss it. Like, they stopped wick checks.
Yes, they did.
People depend on milk and cheese and stuff to fill their
cheese. And the baby.
She put her kid in a car, drove all the way from Connecticut to DC, wowed out like, are you serious? Yeah. Like, are you really going to put me through this right now? Yeah. And she had the baby in the car, and I guess she was just like, I'm over it.
Yeah, she had a moment.
She had a moment, honey, and they wound up killing her.
Can you imagine?
And I think she just lost her job or something like that.
Yeah.
So those are the things that make people snap and lose their mind. The hood need to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're not going to give it to them, trust me, they're going to take it. She drove up there. She drove her 4 hours. She got to the White House and she spazzed. Yes, she got shot. But you know what? I guess she was just trying to make a statement like, your government, you have to open up.
Yeah.
The kids are hungry. I don't have no money. I can't feed my kid. My baby need milk, and you guys are going to shut the government and shut down WIC, but they didn't stop food stamps.
Right. You worried about this stuff, but look at real life.
Right. Look at real life. Everybody, you guys are all in your bubble getting your checks weekly.
Yes.
Y'all talking about the government shutdown? Stop paying them.
Yeah.
Don't pay them. If people who work for the government can't get paid in real society, I don't think they should get a check either. Mm-hmm. If we have to suffer out here, you should
suffer too. Mm-hmm.
Everybody should suffer together. Yeah. And that's where the bullshit happens.
Yes.
I'm so over it.
And, you know, it's interesting because if you notice, that story was kind of swept underneath the carpet. Yep. I mean, we saw it like for a day, but they didn't really go in on it.
It seemed like she was crazy.
That she was crazy,
like,
right.
Nobody understands how she possibly came down there. But then her sisters were all over the news like, no, she was medicated for this, but everybody's trying to make it into something that it wasn't, and her boyfriend's making it something else, but then they got caught quieted down and pushed it away. So, she did it for a reason, y'all.
Yeah, they stopped them wick checks.
They stopped them wick checks. And now they're saying there's a lot of concerns that the shutdown is due to racism. And that they're saying that if the president wasn't black, would we really have a shutdown?
Absolutely.
What do you guys think about
that?
Absolutely,
I forget what talk show it was. And they did, I want to say it might have been Jimmy Kimmel. And they did a poll, you know, which do you think is better, Obamacare or Affordable Health Act?
Oh, they did.
The Affordable Act won. It's the same damn thing. Yeah.
That's why it got slanted and called Obamacare, because they didn't want people to like it.
And so, yeah, I mean, as far as if it's racist or not, I mean, I think that there is a tie to it. I think that I don't think the whole thing is drawn from racism, but I think the little name Obamacare that people were adding, like, oh wait, this African American president is going to get this into the system and be praised for this
for life.
And they calling it Obamacare.
Well, this and the is last my thing. Time anybody tried to do anything about healthcare for real was Hillary in the 90s, and they shut it down hard.
Yeah.
So the idea that he would be able to come and pull this off is a huge feat. And as much as we'd all like to be like, oh no, it's not racist, they're just have different ideas about how things should happen. The reality is it passed. So if they just had different ideas about how it should go down, they would spend the time devoting the time to fixing the things that they think could be changed to make it better instead of trying to destroy it after it's been okayed by the Supreme Court. It has been signed into law. Like, we've gone through all the steps that are technically legally set up in this country to make it okay.
Yeah.
And yet somehow Ted Cruz is still on the floor talking that bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, what I personally think, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What I think people need to realize is that, yes, we have a black president in office, but he don't rule shit. There are other people. The Republicans are still in control.
Well, he's a figurehead.
He's just a buffer.
Yeah.
And then the people who really run the government are still the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's something that's going to be continuing to be the
problem.
Clearly,
they were going to close us down.
Yeah, they're clearly closing us down. And, you know, that question that I just asked has been something that we've talked about for a while. And he's dealt with those racial issues since he's been in office.
The Republicans are trying to close us down.
The Republicans are trying to close us down.
Damn, white man in the booth!
All right, speaking of closing down, the next story, which we'll be wrapping up soon, is Detroit. We all talked about that Detroit is in a bankruptcy right now, but apparently someone who did not help that cause is the former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, who has just been sentenced to 28 years for racketeering and tax crimes. These are some of the things that he has done. He stuffed his personal account with tens of thousands of dollars, traveled the country in private jets, bullied his campaign fundraiser for hidden money. He spent $840,000 beyond his salary during his time as mayor, and he exploited the nonprofit funds created to assist Detroit residents to help pay for yoga and golf classes.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
Right. It sounds like this is what the Senate does.
Yes.
But this is a black man doing it, so we have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what the Senate does every single day. The people in the government
The people that shut us down.
The people who shut us down.
Yeah. Is there a
and they get caught, but they don't get 28 years, honey. They don't.
I agree.
Okay.
But what I will say,
mm-hmm.
being the black girl that I've been all my life,
mm-hmm.
that's why we're always held to a different standard, so we have to step it up just that much more.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me so sad to see this actually happen, because I was like, man, dang, why you had to be black? Like, we know that, like, it's gonna come down on it. It is the reality of life in this country that we are held to a different standard, and if we don't step up to it, the chips fall. We're not the old boys club that gets to get away. We're not Wall Street that has still not been punished whatsoever for the downfall of the country's economic system. But he got 28 years. And
he got 28 years. He's 43 years old. After his departure from his seat, he actually, the city had to get an emergency manager, which we know they're appointed to oversee the finances for the city. So Detroit's in a bad place, and this did not help. So,
and Detroit was like our city.
It was
like,
our city. And yeah.
Dang, man. Brother, right. Come on.
But we're going to leave today with a positive note. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's a positive note. Yay. We talked about a story a couple weeks back about a young waitress at Red Lobster. Her name is Toni Christina Jenkins. She works in Franklin, Tennessee. She had some customers who weren't so nice with her her tip, we'll say. When she went to get her receipt, where the tip it had on there for the tip section, none. And then under the total line, it had the N-word for her. So she actually posted the receipt online and was temporarily let go from her job because...
Temporarily? She was fired.
Well, they're calling it temporarily fired because they said their policy is that you can't put customer receipts online. A young man by the name of Matthew Hansen, who is from California, who is the founder of AddictingInfo.org, he was outraged by this story and started a fundraiser for Ms. Jenkins and raised $10,000 for her in over 72 hours.
Hey, girl! Yes.
Yes. So she received the money and was grateful. She was surprised. She had no idea that this was happening. And, you know, she's $10,000. That's a hell of a tip. She's $10,000 richer
for it. And she had to work a whole lot of Red Lobster
because the receipt was, or the bill was only $44.53, I believe. Yeah. So $44.53. So to get a $10,000 unexpected tip, let me tell you something. That's all right.
Nice to see there's still normal, nice people in the world. Right.
Now, of course, there are some critics who are saying, is this receipt that she posted real?
Oh, come on, people.
She's fired. What do you think?
How old is she?
I think they said she might have been, she was 17, somewhere in there.
No, you can't work at Red Lobster at 17.
Or maybe she's 18. She's a young adult.
You have to be 18 enough.
Because they sell liquor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's somewhere in that 18 range. There.
She's a young one.
But still, at the age of 18, like, I don't know, I feel like the younger generation, when it comes to that word, is a little more numb to it. Mm-hmm. To think like, yeah, if I write this on here and Instagram it, I'm going to be so famous. Like,
I think she was outraged and like, really? Come on.
Well,
people.
I'd like to know if it was actually someone young who wrote it or if it was someone older, too. You know, I mean, we're assuming, you know, some.
I believe from the story that she said, like,
it was a couple, late like 30s. 30s.
Late 30s. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, they weren't like teenagers. So
if it was teenagers, I don't think she would have taken it that serious.
Yeah.
You know,
she would have talked shit with her friends. Right. But it was people who had some sort of influence.
Yeah. And she did receive her job back. So now she can say, suck it, because I got my job back and I got $10,000.
Ain't no one going to fuck with her anymore. She's going to be like, what you want to write on this receipt?
Exactly. She probably going to have to pay taxes on that. And she still ain't going to be able to go nowhere in the government. You can't see no parks and nothing. So.
All right. Well, that concludes today's stories.
Jesus.
Yeah. Queen, where can your fans find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Queen Wink, WINK. I am also on Twitter, Queen Live. And you can just Google me, Queen of the Wink, WINK, and look me up.
Courtney.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stuart Starlet.
And Mr. Jesse.
At DJ Jesse J.
You can find me at Daryl Kristen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I want to remind everybody to go and give us an answer for the Buzz Meter question, which is, do you think Kanye West is ruining his career? We had a hell of a conversation about Kanye West today. So don't let us influence you either way. We want to know what you think, and we will read those results next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you.
Peace.
See you soon.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Daryl Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.